Avodah Zarah chapter 5, Mishnah 11, Gas Shel Evans. What this is going to be talking about is the wine press, which was the area where they used to put the grapes in, and then they used to stand on the grapes to extract out, you know, the grape juice, which became the wine. But what they used to do, so first of all, we're going to see the three different, we're going to deal with three different ones, stone, wood, and earthenware. But what they used to do was they used to smear it with pitch in order to stop the grape juice at that stage from, you know, just falling through, going through the cracks in it. And so that the pitch didn't impart a funny taste to the wine, they would add a bit of wine into the pitch. So the question is going to be, and that wine, if it's libation wine, the question is going to be, so if you want to use that wine press for kosher wine, what do you have to do? How do you clean out? What do you have to do with this pitch? So the first is, example is Gas Shel Evan. If it's a stone wine press, Shezivsa Goy, that the idolater has smeared with this pitch, and the pitch has got this wine, libation wine, mixed in with it. Says the Mishnah Menagva. So the way to do it is to wipe it off. But what the Gemara explains is that he's got to clean off the pitch with water and ashes, and then like let it dry off, and then that's how, and then he could use the wine press. And then Vahi Tohara, and then the wine press will be okay. Vishal Eitz, if it's a wooden wine, you know, like a wooden kind of vessel, a wooden wine vat. Rebbe Omer Yenagev, so Rebbe Yehuda Anasi says the same way, you clean it off with water and ashes, and then you would be able to use it. But Vachachamim Omer and the rabbis disagree. They said Yiklof Es Hazefes. They said you have to peel off the pitch, then cleanse it. And the reason being that the wooden wood required a lot more pitch than the stone. So the thing with the stone, they would just be like sealing the cracks. But with the wood, they'd really be adding a lot of wooden pitch. So say the rabbis, no, you've got to first peel it off and then clean it, and only then can you use it. And he brings over here that halacha is like the rabbis. So that's how you'd have to, you know, clean that before you could use it. Vishal Cheres, and the last kind is earthenware. And that is Afal Pi Shekalaf Es Hazefes, even though it's peeled off the pitch, Harezu Asura. So then it is, it's still forbidden. And the reason is that earthenware is such an absorbs, it's such an absorptive kind of thing that, that it's going to absorb the non-kosher wine into it. Right. And therefore we can't use it. So that would be a problem. Earthenware would be a problem.